wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Hold it now.
This morning from our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Yes, indeed, folks. Good morning. Good morning. How's everyone?
Good.
Got to give a shout out. My oldest niece and nephew, I got 13 of them, turned 15 yesterday. So Atlantis, way to go. But you're still not grown, damn it. So just letting you know. And also, big, big day time today in what nation's capital? The Smithsonian. They are breaking ground today on the memorial for African Americans on the National Mall. And so President Barack Obama will be speaking on that ground today. So the National Museum of African-American History and Culture, groundbreaking today in the nation's capital. We'll be on site there and so providing coverage of that. The economy is very interesting. Yesterday, the Dow Jones hit 13,000, the first time since May 2008. We have seen the unemployment rate dip. We've also seen unemployment claims drop. So are we actually in a sustainable economic recovery? So I turn to my homeboy, Ali Velshi, chief business correspondent for CNN. Always a pleasure talking to the bald-headed, vest-wearing, button-up one. Ali, what does it really say in terms of this economy? Are we missing the strides that we should be seeing?
Roland, good morning to you. Listen, it means a few things. First of all, the round number of 13,000 is irrelevant, right? But it's an opportunity to talk about this. It means that the markets are doing phenomenally well. I mean, the S&P and the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, which might look like some of your 401ks if you've got one, is up 8.5% this year. Historically, the market does 10 or 11% in a year. That's fantastic. We're in February still. The NASDAQ's up 13.5%. But are we in a sustainable recovery? Everything shows that we're doing well, right? Jobs, industrial production, a measure called capacity utilization. We've been creating jobs for 16 months. Here's the thing. Sustainable means can something wreck it? Yes, something can still wreck it. So it's delicate, but it's real.
One of the things that jumps out, I hear Republicans say the economy was faltering. It's President Obama's fault. Things are not turning around. Then they say, don't take credit. I'm like, wow, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So speak to that and also what it means politically, what's going on.
Well, so when President, I'm not a fan of associating job losses or job gains with a president, largely because jobs are what you call a lagging indicator. They talk about something that happened in the past. So when President Obama came in, we were losing 700,000 jobs a month because of things that had happened prior to his coming in. So you hold him responsible for gains and losses? I'm not in that camp, but if you look at the jobs that we've gained since President Obama took office, if we continue to gain 130,000 jobs a month, which is far fewer than we've been gaining for the last few months, then by Election Day, all the jobs lost on his watch will have been recovered. Now, again, I'm not in the camp that says you should give him credit or blame for it, but if that's the road you were going down, then you got to change your argument. So bottom line is, politically, this is very strong. The number one issue in this economy, despite what some people will tell you, is not the debt. It is not the national debt. It is jobs, right, Roland? You can live you can live without owning a house. You can live without stocks. You can't live without an income. And if jobs keep coming back, then you're going to see this president take credit for it, and that should help him. I will tell you this, though, Roland. For those who haven't got a job back, it doesn't feel any better.
And that's the key there in terms of how you feel. And when people begin to vote, it's just really, how do I feel? Do I sense it's changing? I saw the latest poll by Pew and Gallup, one of the two, where an increasing number of people said they feel as if the economy is turning around.
But Allie and Roland, what about the people and how they feel when they're at the gas pump these days and that $4 a gallon?
You've hit on the magic button here, because the fact is, for several months now, people have been feeling better. We've seen that by their increases in spending. We've also seen that by their willingness to take on more credit. You saw in December a record number of automobiles being sold in America. Not a record, but the best in a long time. And a lot of those, by the way, were pickup trucks from contractors who feel like business is coming back. Yesterday, you saw Home Depot reporting their earnings. People are renovating homes again. People are feeling good, but the gas prices, that's a tax, because you're paying more money for exactly the same amount of something that you were buying a month ago or 6 months ago. That does have a danger to set people back, and all this talk about Iran definitely has some danger of setting us back. Obviously, the other big thing is Europe looks like Europe's getting its act together. But I would say to you that irrespective of politics, in fact, Roland, you and I have talked about this on TV, despite politics, this economy will probably do fairly well in 2012.
Well, and the point that you made, it is still fragile. That's a critical thing there. Allie Velshi, always a pleasure, brother. See you soon.
Good talk to you.
All right, take care.
Thanks.
All right, Roland.
All right, folks.
See you, Roland.